Welcome to today's podcast episode of Choices and Outcomes. Here's another opportunity to find the inspiration that can shape your destiny. Realizing your thoughts create results in your life and those that you love that truly do matter. Brought to you by InspireEugene.com with your hosts Brad McKinney and Scott Stewart. Now, on with the show.
Welcome to this episode of the Choices and Outcome podcast. I am Brad McKinney, and I have with me this morning Scott Stewart, author, speaker, and inspirationalist. How are you this morning, Scott?
I'm great, Brad. Good to be in the recording studio with you again.
Absolutely. Seems like we're doing a lot of recording lately, at least me.
Yes. Yeah, well, with three podcasts for Inspire Eugene, you are doing a lot of recording.
Yes, a lot of recording. But I've partnered with somebody on the East Coast on putting together some training, so it seems like all I've been doing in the morning before I go to the good old day job is record, and then putting together recordings after that, so.
you have been busy, yeah. For sure.
So this morning, I thought we would talk about struggle. I think March is a good time to talk about struggle.
I think any time is a good time to talk about struggle.
A good time.
Yeah.
So I found a quote, and I'm not sure if you've ever read his book, A Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl.
I have not read it, but I have heard about it, and I've heard you talk about it.
Yeah. Great book. I read it probably, I try to read it once a year. But sometimes that doesn't happen. But the quote that I came up with is, between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space is our power to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and our freedom.
Right on. That's deep.
It is very deep.
Yeah. Say that one more time.
Yes. Between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space is our power to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and our freedom. When I was looking for the quotes for this episode, that resonated with me, because I think when it comes to whatever happens in our life, how we choose to respond to it ends up being how we shape our attitudes and how we shape our beliefs around whatever it is that's happening, right?
Right.
So we can either go through life with the response that everything happens to us, or we can go through the life with, we create whatever is going on by our response. And I try to choose the latter, right?
Sure.
Spend a lot of time focusing on the response I have to things. Mm-hmm. But my problem is I get stuck sometimes. I think we all get stuck in that space where that automatic behavior mm-hmm. and moving through life on automatic, and then all of a sudden we maybe find ourselves in a spot where our response isn't too graceful to the things that happen to us. What do you think?
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree with that. How we respond to everything, it doesn't mm-hmm. matter what happens today, yesterday, or tomorrow. How we respond is really it's the only thing that we have
mm-hmm.
to change the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
It's how we respond to it. So mm-hmm. I agree with that wholeheartedly.
I remember a couple of times throughout my life, actually. It's funny, I think we come in cycles, right, where things are going good, and then things kind of fall off and start to maybe go
seasons.
Goes a different direction.
Yeah.
And you know what's helped me through those things is I found meditation years ago, that calming of the mind, mm-hmm. Trying to find that space between mm-hmm. what's going on. And I find every time I get into those situations, the seasons that are not so good, and even the seasons that are good, I try to keep that even response with practices like meditation, because mm-hmm. it helps me calm my own thoughts. And I think whenever our mind, that chatter inside of our head, keeps on going and going and going, it's hard to get out of that. And meditation helps me kind of shelf that stuff to where it's not going on all the time. Is there any things right. that you that you use to kind of get over the, not the struggles, but over the seasons of life?
You know, I think to understand for myself, Brad, what I have learned, and now this was not something that I started out with, but what I did learn was that through these seasons of life, and when there is a season of struggle, is that today, excuse me, more that I'm aware, and more that I'm further down the road in personal development, something that really helps me as I understand is that, okay, here we go again. Mm-hmm. We've got another season of struggle, and that this won't last. Mm-hmm. It's not going to last forever. That little piece of information that I wholeheartedly believe and have just accepted as the absolute gospel truth helps me to understand, okay, I got to toughen up. Mm-hmm. I've got to get strong. I've got to stay alert to everything that's going on for a little while. It won't always be like this. That little seed right there actually helps me quite a bit to because I understand this is not going to last a long time. Granted, okay, it may last a couple weeks. Maybe it lasts a month. But just as the last 7, 8, 10 seasons of struggle have come and went, so will this one. Mm-hmm. And for me, that is a bit of relief.
Absolutely. I kind of run my life by the belief that no matter what, time is going to keep going forward. And no matter what, something is going to happen.
That's right.
And whatever that something is, I'm either going to have control over it or I'm not. Mm-hmm. And if I don't have control over it, what's going to happen is going to happen. So I try to move through, like you said, whenever those seasons come that are struggles, is, you know, this is only temporary. Mm-hmm. Because no matter what, we're going to get to a crossroad, right? Something.
That's right.
This is going to flip over. Whether that's struggles in my job, struggles in my career, struggles in the family unit, just struggles in financials, those sorts of things. All of that stuff is only temporary.
You know, when I exited the mortgage industry in 2011, it was about at the bottom of the bottom. Mm-hmm. And all of us, not just myself, but all of us, had gotten beat up pretty darn good. Mm-hmm. You know, the business that once was there was no longer, and lenders went away and all kinds of stuff. And that season lasted actually quite a while. But it also, you know what's interesting, Brad? It also taught me the most. It changed me the most. I have seen that with every, I'll call them a struggle season, that there's also the opposite comes true. You may come back out of that struggle season, and if it was lengthy, so hence mine was a couple years, 2.5 years, you're going to come out of that, and you're going to have a period of maybe not necessarily on top, but you're going to have a season where things really calm down and life takes on a little bit more normal. It always seems like that there's a direct proportion to the struggle, the intensity, and the length of it, as to when you come out the other side of it, how long is that season of, I call it bliss, or call it favor, or call it peace, that there's an opposite, you know, just like the left is right, and warm is cold, and day is night. I mean, it seems like that is the same with the struggle of season.
Absolutely. I think also we talked about this a lot when we first started talking on the podcast about finding that purpose, finding that why. Mm-hmm. And I think having that strong why helps with moving through those struggle periods. Because no matter what happens in life, things change. And when things change, there is always going to be a struggle. In my experience, I've moved jobs several times throughout my 20s. Mm-hmm. And every time it seemed when I moved jobs, things were great. Mm-hmm. And then after a period of time, there was a struggle, right? It was no longer the training, the easy stuff. Now you're getting into the hard stuff,
right?
And when it comes to the hard stuff, now it comes to the grit. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do to overcome this chasm between I'm new and I'm almost veteran, but I don't really have all the knowledge that I need? And there's always this struggle that happens in transition, And how you get through that struggle, I think, comes with that strong why. Why, purpose, understanding that there's always something to lean on whenever it comes to overcoming struggle in your life. And that's why I think when I put together my purpose statements and my mission and how I want my life to go, and I go over that information in my mind frequently, and then use the techniques of meditation to kind of calm down those thoughts, it really helps me ground myself into right now rather than worrying about the future or dwelling on the past.
Yeah, your point of the why, I just could not agree with that more. You know, our buddy Robert Killen, on the other side of the podcast, The Human Art of Networking, he talks a lot about that. And remembering what is your why. Why is that you're doing what you're doing? And there's some value in that. When things get really, really tough, you're going to have to go back kind of to square one and say, why am I doing this?
Yeah, absolutely.
What was I thinking, right? Yeah. But you go back to that original reason and go, okay, wait a minute. Turn off the emotion, turn off the frustration, the anger, whatever it is. And look at the why. Mm-hmm. And chances are the why is still the same, but it's gotten kind of clouded over with all these other things.
Yeah.
So keep the why in front of you and don't forget that. That's important. And listen to Robert's
Human Art of Networking. This is last week's episode of the Human Art. He shared the speech that he gave through greeters on why his why matters.
That's right.
And it was It's a great podcast. I definitely, if you haven't listened to that one, you need to.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. The other thing I'm thinking about this here is that Jack Canfield, and I've followed a fair amount of his stuff and studied under him a bit. And Jack Canfield talks about that you have, for example, you have A, which is what has happened to you. Okay. And A. And you have no control over A. Whatever has happened to you, you had no control over. Then you have B, your response to it. And then you have C, the outcome of that. And in that whole equation of the A, B, and C, B, how you respond to it, the choices you make, that determines what the outcome of what C will be.
Mm-hmm.
You can't change A. Getting mad about it, getting frustrated over it, getting caught up, twisted, flown off the tracks, whatever you want to call it. You can't change A. The only thing you can change is B. And to remember that it does no good to get all upset over A. It does no good whatsoever. What happens to us happens to all of us. But by changing B, you will change C and become into more of a favorable or a less hurtful, less tragic C, just by changing B.
Absolutely agree. We talk about that a lot on the communication models we talked about, changing yourself to change the response of others.
Yes, correct.
But I also think this comes to the discussion we had about feelings, beliefs, and convictions. Right? Like a lot of times when we spiral down into that struggle area of our life, we're living in our feelings and emotions.
Oh, gosh.
Rather than our beliefs or convictions.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, that's absolutely right. That's a great point. We could go down the rabbit hole quite a bit on this, but that is true. You know, one of the blessings, right, of being human is being able to feel emotions and highs and different things from love and affection and joy and peace and all those things. One of the downsides is that when we go through seasons of life, holy cow, it's tough to not let your emotions and your feelings just steer you and direct you. I think one of the things that successful people have in common, Brad, on this very topic is they have been able to take a hold or at least not let those feelings and emotions on those lows run them off the track.
No.
They've been able to overcome. Would you agree with that?
No, absolutely.
Yeah. And so it doesn't mean they don't feel them. Don't misread the message. But it means that
they respond to them.
It's how they respond to them, or in spite of how I feel, I'm going to do this anyway.
Yeah.
I'm going to go in this direction, even though I know that's not going to feel good.
Also, I think it comes to paying attention whenever the good times are happening, right? So you understand, like, these are the things that I did during these good times.
Right.
And it made for better times.
Mm-hmm.
And then trying to reflect back on, okay, where did the wheels fall off of this thing?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then, okay, now I just need to act as if I was in the successful part, right? Start changing those behaviors back to what it is that made the good times happen, right? Because I think when the wheels fall off, the emotions come.
Yes.
It could be an event. It could be your own self-sabotage. It could be a gamut of things that could happen to get into that struggle season.
Yes.
But I think the more you pay attention to it, I think the length of time of those struggle seasons diminish, right?
Right.
With the more reflection you do and the more focused energy that you, if you can just click in your mind, okay, I'm in a struggle season. This is how I got out of the last one. These are the techniques.
Yeah.
And then move yourself back into a regular direction.
You know, you've heard me mention this before the show, and I don't watch it a lot anymore, but Bar Rescue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's intriguing to me about that show is that John Taffer goes in to rescue these bars, and it seems one of the common threads amongst all these bars. Once upon a time, these bars were killing it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were making 30, 40, 50 grand a month in gross profit and, you know, kind of on top of the world, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, they were just very successful. And then it slowly started to change. And 6 months later, it's a little different. And 6 months later, it's even more different. And then a year later, it's like, oh crap, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
All of the things that they were doing in those successful times, they created an emotion. It created a feeling. Perhaps the owner got too comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
He thought, wow, this is awesome, because he was not experiencing any struggle. It was all success. Well, granted, sir, there's things in the economy that probably added to that, but I'll bet you the majority of it were some of the principles, some of the basics that he did. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, self-sabotage is a killer in those things.
Exactly. And he lost track of what got him there based on probably emotion and feeling and the sense of, wow, look at me. I've done this. Or, wow, I can do no wrong.
Or
this thing's just pouring in money.
That belief that it's never going to change.
That was. And so, hence, down the road, all of a sudden, this bar is in serious trouble.
Yeah.
And, you know, it doesn't matter if you call it a bar or a pizza parlor or a sandwich shop, whatever.
Or yourself.
It doesn't matter what you call it. This is just the analogy that once upon a time, we did the things that it took to be successful, but our emotions, our feelings ended up changing what we were doing, and we kind of probably unconsciously didn't even realize it.
Mm-hmm. I absolutely agree.
Yeah. So that's a bit of a analogy on mm-hmm. that. Is the show is very fascinating.
Restaurant, whatever.
Absolutely.
I mean, they turn
Absolutely.
Around restaurants, around hotels, turn around.
Yeah.
But all those things, I mean, if you just pay attention to the behavior of the people.
It is.
At some point, even when their store is failing, they're still at that belief that we're just going to keep doing the same things over and over and over.
You know, it was interesting what you just said, the belief that this will never end.
Mm-hmm.
That is a dangerous spot
to
be in. I mean, that is a very dangerous spot.
Mm.
Because when you reach that point in thinking that this will just never end, guarantee you,
it's
going to
end.
You've put the flag in the ground and you've said, and you have basically told the universe, you've told your environment that, oh no, it will. And trust me, when it comes, it hurts.
Well, I mean, if you think about your analogy of the bar rescue is not necessarily did the owner get complacent. Maybe it's complacency.
Sure.
But they kept going in one direction.
Yes.
And the business needed to go in another direction.
Yes.
And because they kept going straight instead of making that left turn, their business started to atrophy over time. Because there was no new stimulation, no change, no keeping up with their community, no not understanding their customer and moving around. And what happens when this guy comes in, he says, hey, you're running your business in the 80s, and we're in the new millennium. You need to do these sorts of things because this is what people expect. right. when it comes to running this type of business.
Yeah.
And they, you know, basically knock some over the head with a 2x4 and then they change their business and wow, they're successful.
What's interesting is that, again, back to that saying of this will never end. Mm-hmm. When I remember very clearly in the shop, in the mortgage office, I call them the shop, but that we were having this little meeting. There was probably 12 of us around this office. And there was this old boy in there, and his name was Alan. And Alan had been in the mortgage business for a very long time, and he was probably in his early 60s, a very successful man. He mm-hmm. had done a lot of things right over the years, had rentals, invested in property. He was smart, very smart. And I remember sitting in this meeting, and this was about in 06. And we were sitting in this meeting, and the owner was talking about how do we do more and how do we, you know, reach more people, reach more candidates, this and that and this and that. And I remember this so clearly. I don't remember much else about the meeting, but I remember this so clearly. Alan sitting there, a little bit closed-minded, crossed his arms, and he said, folks, I'm going to tell you this, and I'm only going to tell you this one time. One day, all of this success that you're all enjoying is going to end. It's going to come to an end, and this thing's going to come crashing down. And I remember it like it happened yesterday, Brad. The owner looked at him and kind of chuckled and smirked and said, oh, there's Mr. Negative Nelly. He's telling everybody it's going to end and stuff. Folks, don't pay any attention to that. It's going to be just as good as you make it, and it's going to keep going, and we're going to keep helping people and keep doing loans. Guess what? That gentleman who said that to Alan doesn't have a mortgage shop today. He's doing something else.
Yep.
But I remember that very, very clearly. And I just thought, wow, something very profound just happened. Alan didn't let himself get caught up in the emotion.
Yep.
He didn't let himself feel the feeling of, oh yeah, it's raining money today. That doesn't mean it's going to rain. And here, you know, some of us newer guys, you know, to some of that were like, huh, interesting. Here's this old boy saying this, right?
I think there's a fine line between wisdom, someone that's gone through those struggles,
yes.
right? That as we age, we go through struggles, and that's kind of when we get into our later years in life, we have that, when you talk to someone that's gone through the experiences of life, they're wise, right?
Yeah.
And when they understand, when they don't understand, they're maybe not so wise.
Sure.
But the wise people are always the even-keeled, you know?
Yes.
Like, all right, boy, I can see that you're, you know, you're a go-getter, but, you know, this is how life is.
Yes. Right? That's exactly right. Yeah.
But when it comes to the other side of it, there are those people in jobs once they start going down that negative path of, I want it to be like the good old days, right? Mm. If it was like the good old days, we'd be all making money.
Oh, geez.
The good old days, yeah. And once that starts happening, and that person needs a shift. Right, his struggle period's gonna be very long if we're dwelling in the good old days,
and not paying attention to what's today.
What's today?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Now, let me finish the rest of the story. That gentleman who owned the mortgage office,
mm-hmm.
he has a mindset of success, and when he gets smacked around and beat up, after his wounds have healed, he gets right back up on the horse and goes running again.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I know what he's doing, and he's successful. He just doesn't have a mortgage shop anymore,
yeah.
okay? He doesn't have the employees like he did. He doesn't have that overhead. He's successful in doing what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
But the analogy, the mindset, mm-hmm. the old wise owl,
yep.
right, as opposed to the younger jackrabbit who yep. wants to run, it was a very interesting time, very interesting
story. I would imagine the old wise owl was that jackrabbit at one point.
Fair enough.
Probably got smacked down a few times, and he's like, oh, man, I'm not going to do that again.
Fair enough.
Yep.
Fair enough. Now, lastly, the old wise owl didn't have to go through bankruptcy.
Yep.
Didn't have to liquidate everything he off.
Yep.
Didn't have to go through financial ruin because he knew he could see what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe he did in his younger years, but certainly in his later years, he learned from it.
Yep,
he absolutely. Learned to grab a hold of his emotion. He learned to grab a hold of the feelings and said, guys, it's not going to rain money forever.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention. Rainy day's coming. Don't get caught up in this. I learned a lot from that man that day,
mm-hmm.
And I'll probably never forget that lesson.
Awesome. Well, I think we beat this one then.
I think so. Hopefully, we've given some good stuff for
I hope
people.
So. Someone needs a nugget in there somewhere to help people with their struggles.
Yeah, absolutely. If you know what? In fact, if there's a spot on the podcast for people to comment, right?
Yep.
If you got something out of this today, leave us a comment on that. We'd love to hear that kind of stuff and love to get feedback just to see, you know, did you have a takeaway from this that you can apply to your life?
Absolutely, that'd be great. Or Facebook as well. We're on Facebook, so
absolutely. Inspire Eugene.
.com. Facebook.com/InspireEugene.
Fantastic. What's that quote one more time, Brad?
Between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space is our power to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and our freedom. By Viktor Frankl.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go apply some of this stuff today. Not get caught up in the emotion, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or at least understand, don't let the emotion control me.
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
Scott, you have a great day. Hey, we'll see you next week.
You too. Take care, Brad.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Choices and Outcome. If you enjoyed our presentation, check out our other podcasts and feel free to leave a comment or like our page on Facebook. Remember, life is filled with choices, and the outcome is how you calibrate where you are and determine where you want to be. On behalf of Brad McKinney and Scott Stewart, we will see you next time here on Choices and Outcome.